In today's business landscape, where expansion seems the default path to growth, Our Rise challenges us with a radical proposition. What if the secret to sustainable success lies not in doing more, but in doing less with laser-like precision? This counterintuitive wisdom has transformed struggling companies into market leaders and shaped the strategies of giants like Apple, whose resurrection under Steve Jobs embodied the principle of ruthless focus. The most successful companies don't try to be everything to everyone. They stake their claim on a singular territory and defend it fiercely. Consider how Volvo owns safety, BMW owns driving performance, and FedEx owns overnight delivery. These aren't just marketing positions, they're organizing principles that guide every decision these companies make. When you know exactly what you stand for, choosing what not to do becomes as important as choosing what to do. What makes focus so powerful yet so elusive? Our natural tendency toward expansion fights against it. We're drawn to new opportunities, new markets, new product lines. But with each expansion comes dilution of resources, attention, and most critically, of meaning in the consumer's mind. The companies that resist this temptation and maintain unwavering focus are the ones that ultimately dominate their categories. The corporate landscape is littered with once mighty companies that fell victim to their own ambitions. Like stars expanding into red giants before collapse, corporations often follow a similar path, growing through diversification until they implode under their own weight. Xerox's venture into financial services, Coca-Cola's foray into wine, and Chrysler's acquisition of Gulfstream Aerospace exemplify corporate unfocusing. The cycle is predictable. Grand announcements of diversification followed by quiet retreats years later. This pattern persists because growth is alluring and Wall Street rewards expansion. Yet this growth often sacrifices depth and market leadership. Evidence shows approximately 70% of acquisitions fail to deliver promised value, with companies typically divesting them within 6 years. What if, instead of asking how can we grow bigger, companies asked how can we grow stronger? This shift from breadth to depth represents the essence of focus, potentially the difference between companies that thrive and those that merely survive. When Donald Trump expanded from real estate to airlines, vodka, and education, he wasn't diversifying, he was diluting his brand's power. Similarly, Virgin's stretch across disparate categories weakened its identity. Line extension, using an established brand name to enter new categories, ignores how brands function in our minds. Customer trust doesn't automatically transfer across categories. Gerber's failed attempts to extend from baby food to adult products collapsed because consumers couldn't reconcile them with Gerber's core meaning, baby nutrition. McDonald's growth similarly slowed as its menu expanded beyond its focused original offering. A brand isn't infinitely elastic, it has boundaries defined by consumer perception. Extend beyond those boundaries and you don't expand the brand, you weaken it. True growth comes from deepening meaning within a brand's natural territory, not stretching it beyond recognition. The retail landscape has transformed dramatically, with specialty stores rising as department stores decline, a powerful demonstration of focus in action. Department stores like Macy's, Gimbel's, and Marshall Field's once dominated American shopping, but now struggle after losing focus by trying to serve everyone while specialists claimed specific niches. Department stores' retail market share has fallen from 7% to just over 2.5% in recent decades, while specialty retailers have thrived. Toys R Us revolutionized toy retail with superior selection. The Gap transformed apparel with focused casual clothes. Starbucks reinvented coffee through premium experiences. Specialty retailers succeed by narrowing their focus to specific categories, stocking deeply within them, leveraging volume for purchasing power, and maintaining competitive prices with healthy margins. These principles create category dominance, the ultimate goal in focused retailing. This revolution contradicts the conventional belief that diversification reduces risk. In reality, the most successful retailers aren't the most diversified. They're the most focused. As the world becomes increasingly interconnected, a counterintuitive truth emerges. The more global the marketplace, the more specialized successful companies must become. In small, isolated markets, general stores thrive because the customer base can't support specialized establishments. But as markets expand, specialization becomes necessary. The corner store gives way to shops focusing on doing one thing exceptionally well. This principle scales globally. As trade barriers fall, the imperative for specialization grows. Yet many companies misinterpret this as an invitation to diversify rather than focus. Global giants like Sharp and Samsung achieve their positions through specialization. Sharp with LCD displays, Samsung with memory chips, establishing dominance in specific niches before expanding. Japan's economic miracle was built on export-driven specialization. The lesson is clear. Globalization demands specialization. The broader your potential market becomes, the more narrowly you must define your offering. Companies attempting to be everything everywhere will be outperformed by focused competitors who excel in one thing across all markets. The most powerful form of focus is owning a word or concept in the consumer's mind. Mental real estate, more valuable than any physical asset. Successful brands have achieved this position. Volvo owns safety. BMW owns driving. FedEx owns overnight. Crest owns cavities. Nordstrom owns service. And Walmart owns low prices. Each has staked a claim in our collective consciousness that competitors struggle to dislodge. This word ownership represents the pinnacle of focus strategy. For companies that aren't category leaders, finding a distinctive word is even more crucial. When Little Caesars claimed takeout and Domino's claimed home delivery in the pizza market, they carved viable positions despite not being market leaders. The power lies in simplicity. When a company knows exactly what word it owns, every decision becomes clearer, either reinforcing the word association or diluting it. In a world of endless choices and constant noise, owning a word may be the most valuable asset a company can develop, the ultimate expression of focus. The counterintuitive path to market success often requires contraction rather than expansion, focusing on a narrower customer segment instead of trying to appeal to everyone. Most companies waste resources pursuing unlikely customers while neglecting their core audience. Successful companies clearly define who they're not serving. Enterprise Rent-A-Car flourished by focusing exclusively on the insurance replacement market. Jiffy Lube prospered by offering only quick oil changes, not full-service repairs. This pattern extends to professional services. Law firms like Wachtell, Lipton, Rosen & Katz maintain extraordinary profitability through narrow specialization, while broader firms face declining margins. In Hollywood, actors with focused personas enjoy longer careers than those constantly reinventing themselves. Strategic sacrifice, deliberately choosing what not to do, is not a limitation, but a source of strength. By narrowing your focus, you deepen your appeal to your natural constituency and create a more defensible market position.